Introduction. To understand ATP 3-90.99/MCTP 12-10 Delta, Army leaders and soldiers first understand the doctrinal fundamentals contained in ADP 3.0 and ADP 3-90. Army leaders and soldiers need to understand the tactics and procedures contained in FM 3.0, FM 3-90-1, and FM 3-90-2. Army leaders and soldiers should understand the operations process, plan, prepare, execute, and assess, and how that process relates to the military decision-making process, MDMP, and troop leading procedures described in ADP 5.0 and ADP 6.0. Marine Corps leaders and Marines first understand the doctrinal fundamentals in MCDP 1 and MCDP 1.0, as well as the Marine Corps planning process in MCWP 5-10. Both leaders and soldiers/Marines need to understand the intelligence preparation of the battlefield/battlespace, IPB, process found in ATP 2-01.3 and MCRP 2-10 Bravo.1, MCRP 2-3 Alpha. The techniques contained in this publication are based on the Army's and Marine Corps' historical lessons learned in previous operations conducted in desert environments. ATP 3-90.99/MCTP 12-10 Delta replaces the Army's FM 90-3 Desert Operations and the Marine Corps' MCTP 12-10 Delta, formerly MCWP 3-35.6. This edition of ATP 3-90.99/MCTP 12-10 Delta updates and reorganizes the information and ensures congruence with FM 3.0, other capstone doctrine, and Marine Corps doctrinal initiatives. The seven chapters of ATP 3-90.99/MCTP 12-10 Delta define the desert environment, describe the foundations of desert operations, explain the application of combat power in desert regions, offer techniques for offensive, defensive, and stability operations in the desert, and provide methods for training for desert operations. The seven chapters are: Chapter 1 defines the various types of desert regions and explains the environmental effects the desert can have on personnel and equipment. It examines the desert environment through the framework of observation, avenues of approach, key terrain, obstacles, and cover and concealment. The chapter presents practices and procedures units can implement to protect personnel and equipment from the harsh effects of the desert environment. Chapter 2 describes the foundations for desert operations. It offers planning considerations for desert operations in accordance with the Army/Marine Corps' operational framework. Commanders consider the principles presented in this chapter when developing their operational approach for campaigns conducted in desert environments. These principles are based on observations and best practices from previous desert operations. Chapter 3 details the effects of the desert environment on combat power. The desert environment affects the various warfighting functions differently, and commanders adjust tactics, techniques, and procedures to improve operational effectiveness and reduce risk when operating in the desert. Chapter 4 describes desert offensive operations and the environmental impacts by warfighting function. It presents the characteristics of the offense, types of offensive operations, and forms of maneuver. The chapter explains how commanders can adapt their operations and exploit the desert's relatively unrestricted terrain to achieve surprise, concentrate forces, and maintain tempo. Chapter 5 presents desert defensive operations and the environmental impacts of the desert by warfighting function. It describes how commanders adjust defensive operations and the forms of defense/defensive methods to account for desert terrain. The chapter offers considerations for reducing the challenges associated with defending in the open and exposed desert environment. Chapter 6 examines how stability operations are affected by the desert terrain and climate. It describes how commanders adjust stability operations tasks to preserve the critical infrastructure and restore the essential services necessary to support life in this austere environment. The techniques and considerations presented in this publication are only examples of a way to conduct operations in a desert environment. Collectively, they provide a set of tools that leaders and soldiers/Marines employ in accordance with the unique situation and operational environment they face at any given time and location.